man. What's up? Welcome back to another episode to the greatest podcast on the face of the earth. Welcome back to the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Shout out to everybody that tuned up this evening. I guess everybody is in the house watching the basketball game or whatever, but I just had to come on here. Basically, man, to get it in, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. And first and foremost, I want to start off with these Dwight Howard allegations. This is an interesting way for Dwight Howard to come out. I don't know why he just didn't just come out. I mean, listen, if you're gay, just come out. The world is your oyster. So he was accused of sexually assaulting a man. And he says he didn't sexually assault him. He actually said that he had consensual relationship with the guy, but he did not assault him, which is interesting to me. What an interesting way to come out. And I guess we can just look into this right quick. Let's take a look here, man. This is this was a rather interesting topic. So it says he denies sexually assaulting a man in Bombshell lawsuit, claims it was consensual encounter. What a way to just come out. We did not miss it being a consensual encounter, sir. Let me just scroll through it. Former NBA center Dwight Howard has denied sexual assault and battery allegations stemming from a 2021 incident at Georgia's residence with a man named Stephen Harper, according to a civil lawsuit obtained by the Post. What was a private consensual encounter? Shout out to our good brother, Dwight. Listen, man, love who you want to love, but this is an interesting way. All I'm saying is this is just an interesting way to come out to the world. Because, right, you're denying the sexual assault allegations, but you said you did, I guess, get in some guts. The allegations against Ms. Howard are contested. Ms. Howard tends to present the truth despite being an easy target due to subject matter and status as a celebrity. Mr. Howard chose to trust in the justice system and will rely on all future. What did he say? All future court filings to speak for themselves. Per court documents, Howard said he engaged in consensual sexual activity with Harper, but denied causing any injury to Harper while they were at Howard's home in July of 2021. So I guess they got to tussling. They got into a little wrestling. They probably did a little scissoring, but he's saying he didn't harm him. And I don't know what went down, and I have to say allegedly, even though I don't have a huge audience watching me every night. But yeah, this is a big brother, man. He could probably cause some damage to a man if, you know, there was an assault that occurred. So all I would say to our brother, Dwight, I think the best thing you could do at this point, Dwight, is just come out, you know, just have a press conference stating who you are, why you hit it, and they'll pretty much give you an award. And also that could pressure the NBA to take you back, because if you come out, you know, you could say, well, the league did not accept me due to my sexuality, and then you'll be back in the league. So, brother, come out. Shout out to Dwight Howard. You keep doing you. I hope you didn't hurt that man or whatever. Let me remove this off of here. All right. And our next topic today, this boy here, this Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama. When I tell you this brother, this young brother is from another planet, man. He from another planet. And there is literally nothing that they can do with this kid. I mean, let's just take a look at these highlights real quick.
I do rebound. He knows where it's coming off. You see Wembanyama, all the tools he has.
Going to gap him just a little bit and just try to move my feet. He shouldn't have the quickness advantage, and this is such a tough matchup for finally dip down and get Wembanyama, but have Vassell and have Keldon Johnson. They are rebuilding right in front of our eyes. I think it's a mentality shift. Last year, you see Wembanyama.
He blocking your shot from the three-point. What the hell are you going to do with somebody blocking your shot?
Wingspan. He blocked that three in the first 5 minutes of the game.
And Warriors are just trying to attack all these switches. Juan, you were really good at switching. Just talk about the importance of being that versatile as Wembanyama. His versatility on both ends of the floor is showing out right now.
But you can switch everything.
Yeah.
It's hard to score on. You keep the, there's like a buffer between the ball and the wow. Come on, man.
So Wembanyama is it.
Bro, y'all are going to have to guard a statue or something to stop. What? How do you stop this? How do you stop this? This boy got an 8-foot wingspan. And that's not including him jumping. I watched him. Wait a minute.
Two jumpers.
Like we talked about the coaching from Pop and, you know, the vets he's going to learn from.
I mean, yeah.
He's going to get so much better.
I think it's time playing in summer league. He blocked Klay Thompson.
Another block from the three-point line. This is not even, he's not even human. He's an avatar from Pandora.
He just blocked his second three of the night. And then look at this.
And why is he jumping to dunk? He know good and well he don't need to jump when he dunk. All he got to do is just stand up there and put the ball in the hole. All that jumping and grabbing on the rim, it ain't even necessary.
Hammer that. Is he just toying with people right now? Well, you can see it's a little surprising his length. Warriors are kind of getting used to it.
What do you do with that?
Along with Saric, two of the free agent acquisitions. We're going to talk to Mike Dunleavy in the second quarter about the Warrior offseason building this team. Wembanyama's got three blocks already.
I don't know how you play him, but y'all just going to have to crash. I don't know what to do. What do you do with that? This is a freak of nature.
Andrew Wiggins threw everything he could at Wembanyama. Couldn't shake him. And then he lasers the...
He's 10 feet tall, playing like a point guard.
Klay was guarding Chris Paul, and they've done it, obviously, so many times in so many different iterations. And Chris was dribbling the ball. He said, not anymore, Klay. And the regular season...
This shit out. This looks like a grown man playing with babies.
We're brothers. We're teaming. Not anymore. No more.
Fun with that.
This guy Wembanyama. Ridiculous.
And there's another shot. Right on cue.
What do you do with this, man? Can somebody come up with a plan? You can watch all the tape you want on him. What do you do?
Right on.
That is unreal. This, like, first of all, Victor Wembanyama is like a sideshow person. Like, this is a person back in the day, Victor Wembanyama would have been in the circus. He could literally just be in the circus now as the stilts man, but it's really his height. And he's so athletic. He's running up and down the court like a gazelle. He's playing like a 5'8 point guard. This ain't even fair, bro. Like, what? Can anybody chime in? If you want to chime in, what do we do with Victor Wembanyama, man? What do you do with him? What do you do? How do you, if you are preparing yourself for game day, what do you do with this boy that's 7 feet, 4 inches tall with an 8-foot wingspan and play like Durant? 7 feet, 4 inches tall, 208 pounds, and he's 19 years old. So, which means he ain't running out of breath. He's not getting tired. What do you do? Mutombo and Shaq were not running up and down that court like gazelles. Like, this guy is, I mean, it's freakish. Like, his athletic ability is freakish. It's freakish, right? I mean, he's definitely, if this young brother does not get hurt, he is like Wilt Chamberlain, the Wilt Chamberlain iPhone 22. Like, this is what Wilt Chamberlain was doing. Wilt Chamberlain had that size on him. He was big man, strong. But this guy plays could probably ball, like probably got the handles of a Kyrie or some shit at 7 feet, 4 inches tall. What are you going to do? You can't do nothing. I watched one brother. He beat his shot. He must have beat his shot or something and then ran the ball down the court. And a dude played for the Warriors or something. The brother just looked in the camera like, I gave it my all. What do you want me to do? It looks like Victor Wembanyama looks like one of the players from the Monstars on the cartoon that Jordan was in. What was the name? Space Jam. He looked like a Space Jam Monstar. And there's nothing nobody can do to him. Big, tall. That shit ain't even fair, bro. That's not even fair. So if we're watching the evolution of the NBA right now, he coming in at 7'4", is the year 2023. By the year 2035, 2040, we're going to see the first 8'6" basketball player, because the only way they're going to be able to combat this young man is by getting other people that are 7 feet tall to come out and play with him. I hate to say this. Everybody below 7 feet, y'all are probably not going to the league in the future. This is it. And Victor Wembanyama is from France. You're going to have a lot of foreigners take over the NBA, which, rightfully so, as we see what's happening in America. With corporate greed, NIL deals, these kids are not going to be excited or not even have the motivation to play. Like, why do I want to go sweat when I could literally be a YouTuber at 17 years of age, making millions and millions of dollars on my own time without being told what to do? So my prediction for the NBA is everybody will be set, like, you will need to be at least 7 feet to get in. And I believe that the whole NBA will soon be dominated by foreign players. And the foreigners are dominating it now. With Giannis, you got Giannis, Doncic, Luka Doncic. You got Wembanyama. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep going. So shout out to him, but I would hate to be playing up against him, man. I'm 6'8", trying to guard this. What do I do? I'm just going to run into him. You know what I mean? I'm hitting him. I'm doing something. I'm getting him off his game. That's all you could do. All right, moving right along. Our good sister, Nicki Minaj, she's in the news and the tabloid. She dissed Kai Cenat or something. Well, it seems that she dissed. Let's take a look at this.
Sit your dumb ass down. What you talking about?
My fault, damn.
Fuck you talking to, nigga? Who the fuck you think you talking to? Sit your silly ass down.
Damn. Like, damn, you're talking like a...
Oh, wow.
I mean,
she really acted like an auntie right there. He got the name right by calling her auntie, but it looks as if Nicki was obviously a little bit disturbed about being called auntie. I guess she don't want to seem old or something, but baby, you up in age now. This game is for these kids, man. I think that, and then first of all, let's do a little backstory. So the young brother at the bottom is Kai Cenat. Kai Cenat is a streamer. He's on Twitch, probably one of the biggest Twitch influencers on earth. And the kid gets millions and millions of views. And now you have to have talented artists like Nicki Minaj now have to call him. This is where we at right now. And this kid just sits in that room and plays video games and hollers and screams. That's all he does. This woman has been through hell and hot water, grinding, having actual bars and talent, And it just means nothing, because this is who she has to check in with. Typically, you know, they will go to the Breakfast Club, but they go here, there, BT. No. You have big-ass artists now who have to call influencers. This is where we at in America, because attention is everything. Your talent don't mean shit if you're not getting any attention. That's all that matters now. Attention, attention, attention. And she was disturbed, or probably mad, because they even got her to call in to his show. He just sit in the room with a bunch of boys. They just dance. All kind of celebrities show up. It's insane. He had a big party, like 30,000 kids came out. But this is what artists have to do now. And it's just sad. And Nicki, she called in and she sounded like a damn substitute, a mad substitute teacher talking to this young man. Now, she says that she accidentally hung up on him. But I, that's what she says happened. But I can tell you right now in this video, she purposely hung up in his face. She purposely hung up in his face and got mad that the young man called her auntie. And as much as we want to talk about these children, these young kids, these kids in their 20s, let me tell you something, man. These kids are a lot smarter than we were. And I know, you know, you call them silly and stupid or whatever you want, but their entrepreneurial spirits for these young black children are unwavering and unmatched. And they're able to garner this attention, draw big influence, sell products. They are the new Hollywood studios, because Hollywood is dead. Anything where they talk about talent, a lot of people, you know, they'll say, man, you funny and all this shit. I'm like, does it matter? Does it really matter how funny somebody? It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything, because talent don't mean shit. No, it doesn't mean anything. It's just attention. If I can get 30 million people to pull up here and watch me take a shit, you better believe that I will be getting calls from everybody. BET, Tyler Perry, they all call me. Hey, man, you come take a shit on my show? I want to write it in now. I'll give you $4 million. Come take a shit. Attention is oil. It's oil. So that was rather interesting, because she too big. You would think, bro, like right now, bro, like, I'm going to tell y'all this. Like right now, Michael Jackson want to drop an album. His ass probably had to call Kai Cenat or Mr. Beast or somebody, man. This is where we are right now, man. This is the game. Up is down, down is up, and left is right. You say the white, his brother say the white influencers copy us. Hey, man, a win is a win. I copy some of these influencers myself. I mean, she going on the show because who's going to listen? Timmy Turner, understand this, man. She could make good music, bro, but the things that are, like everything competing for our eyeballs and everything that's competing for our attention is like this vast ocean of noise. For each individual person, when you open your eyeballs up, you got millions on millions of all this shit in this phone competing for your two eyeballs. You got 1,000 apps, and with every app, it's 20,000 shows or games or something to get your attention so they can figure out your patterns and figure out how to suck money out of you. This is the game now. They can't run a commercial. You know, you go to these comedy clubs. Back in the day when I started comedy, you know, you would get into a city, you would do morning radio, right? You do the morning radio, the morning drive radio on that Friday. You sit in, hey, we got LeVar. We're going to have LeVar Walker down here at the Heckle House. That's right. We got LeVar Walker in the building. Gonna be there, LeVar. So, LeVar, it says you've been telling jokes for quite some time now on Last Comic Standing. And then everybody laughs, and then people would typically come to the show. Not anymore, because nobody listens to radio. Nobody's watching television. So you have to figure out a way to get in front of these people's faces. Like, that's the only way, bro. Ain't no other way. So shout out to Timmy Turner. That's a nice avatar you got there, brother. What'd you say? Charming call, Jason Lewis? And Shanisha Perry says she get on my nerves. You're a seasoned woman. Accept it. Yeah, she should have just took it like a champ. Ain't nothing wrong being an auntie or an unk. I get that shit a lot. What up, OG? Yeah, OG. I don't take it as a disrespect. I think it's a thing where those young kids admire you. And they, you know, that's how they get down. You know what I'm saying? So that is that, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this show tonight. Anybody else want to say something? Great show. Let me see. Matt Tree says, great show, OG. Fresh picture you in the background. Prayers up to you and your family. Appreciate the grind every day. Thank you, Matt, from Long Beach, from the LBC. For shizzle, my nizzle. For shizzle, dizzle. For shizzle, dizzle, dizzle, dazzle. Doozle, dizzle, do. For shizzle, west side, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. I recently got an offer to do a show in North Carolina. Shout out Shanisha from Memphis Town. That's what's up. I recently got offered to do a show for Thanksgiving. I had to decline. I just want to sit in the house with my family this Thanksgiving. I don't want to be on the road. I want to be sitting here eating me some yams and some good turkey and some chicken and loving my family, because life is so, so short. It's very, very short. And you know what? Since I'm on here with y'all, I ain't going nowhere. Fuck it. We could stream all day. Just going to stream. And we're going to stream and just talk now. That's what I'm going to do. I got to get comfortable with this. I know I've been on here trying to figure this out the past 2 or 3 months. Now, this is a very interesting topic here. I don't know if y'all saw this, but this guy right here, matter of fact, let me change my, yeah, this guy right here, Loving Hip Hop's Miami Prince, I Slept with Steve Harvey's Daughter, Here's What She's Like in Bed. It's very, very sad. Young man, don't talk about what you do. That's not cool, man. That's not cool. That's, you don't talk about what you did in bed with a woman, man. You don't put that out on blast like that. Love and Hip Hop, Alan Prince Michael made some shots. Let's see what he said. Let me see if we can play this.
What celebrities have you smashed?
I'm probably going to get some shots. But Lori Harvey.
Oh, Lori Harvey.
It wasn't like a smash, though. Like, it was like, I was really, you know, I was really like, more than she was really with me. But she would Uber to like my place on the beach and, you know, come out with me and stay with me. Some.
Very, very sad, young man. And he sounds a little bit, you know, he sounds a little different. He sounds a little zesty. But yeah, that's not a good look, man. You don't go talk about what you did with the woman, man. You supposed to chill, bro. What the hell you doing? Don't do that. That's not nice. That's not nice, but I guess that's the world we live in right now. Let me go back. They say Jada Pinkett Smith book flopped. Wow. Oh, well, guys. Well, I'm getting bored here. I think I'm going to get out of here. And we'll get better as we go. Because I'm back. I'm back and better than ever on StreamYard. So, let me remove this. I'm back and better than ever, man. So, this has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Good night and God bless. I'm out. Let me see.